From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The local COVID news remains grim. HudsonValley360.com reported two more coronavirus-related deaths in Greene County January 12th. Greene County officials also announced a new single-day new case count, 282 on January 12th. That beat the 208 cases announced on January 5th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We have not reached our peak yet," end quote. He said that getting the virus locally was inevitable. Groden, who is not a doctor or scientist, said, and I quote, "You're going to get this thing, and by getting vaxxed, you can have somewhat normalcy. You don't have to worry as much with where you're going with crowds indoors or family affairs," end quote. Columbia County, meanwhile, also reported another COVID-19 death on January 12th and 230 more cases. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that New York's prison population got considerably smaller and older, according to a report released January 13th by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. The number of older people incarcerated increased slightly from 7,511 people to 7,586 people in New York between 2008 and 2021, the time frame of the study. Since the overall population in prison fell, the percentage of the state's prison population over 50 doubled during that time from 12% to 24.3%. DiNapoli said in a statement announcing the report, and I quote, "Since our initial 2017 report detailing the rise in the number of aging incarcerated individuals, we found that despite reductions in the overall size of the population, the share of older prisoners is increasing. In the months ahead, policymakers should examine opportunities to reduce the population of incarcerated individuals 50 and over where public safety would not be compromised," end quote. Overall, New York's prison population is at its lowest since the mid-1980s, with four prisons scheduled to close in March. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Times Union named Catskills junior basketball player Janae Brantley Girls Athlete of the Week for the period of January 3rd through 9th. She can hardly be called a player living alone on her offensive accolades. Last week, Brantley had three triple-doubles in three victories, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 11 steals, and 5 assists in a 61-17 win against Anteora, 41 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and 7 steals in an 86-19 victory over Albany Leadership, and 42 points, 11 rebounds, 11 steals, and 6 assists in a victory over Coxsackie Athens, 89-31. Catskill coach Chris Quinn said, and I quote, "What's amazing to me is she always makes the right play. She always looks to make a great pass, whether or not it gets finished. It is just so instinctual for her to do the right thing," end quote. Brantley claimed surprise about the triple-doubles. Brantley said, and I quote, "I did because I'm just going out there playing my game. It's a little surprising at the end when I find out," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.